I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. When symptoms of stroke occur, getting expert medical care quickly is key to survival and to the best outcomes. To talk about the signs and symptoms of stroke is Dr. Christine Homestead. She's a professor of neurology and she's director of clinical stroke services at MUSC. Dr. Homestead, what's been going on in recent months now during the pandemic related to delays in people seeking treatment for possible stroke symptoms?
So what we're seeing is a reduction in patients presenting to emergency department across the United States, North America, and globally with stroke-like symptoms or presenting too late. But certainly there's been a dramatic reduction in the number of patients presenting with stroke-like symptoms, approximately 30% reduction throughout the pandemic.
And we know that was true in the very beginning of the pandemic when people were staying at home more, but also that trend is still problematic right now?
It is, and it's very, very concerning, obviously, to neurologists, to cardiologists, because patients that don't seek help for both heart attack and stroke can have long-term complications and an increased risk of mortality or death.
And when someone does get timely expert medical care for these stroke symptoms, what really can be done to help that patient?
The treatments that we have for acute stroke are extremely time sensitive. The earlier we can give patients the clot busting medicine and or perform the other procedures that they need for their, you know, acute stroke, those patients that receive it very, very early on have a lower risk of complications from those treatments and have a much better neurologic outcome and a reduced risk of death.
Dr. Homestead, what are the possible signs and symptoms of stroke?
So possible signs and symptoms of stroke include balance problems that come on acutely, problems with vision that come on acutely, such as loss of vision in one eye or loss of vision in one side of the world. We like folks to remember the acronym FAST. So F is for face or facial drooping, facial weakness. A is for arm or leg weakness or drooping. S is for speech, so problems that come on with speech, including slurring of the speech or difficulty understanding what someone's saying or difficulty making speech. And then T is the most important letter of the acronym, and T is for time. And that's to remind folks to call 911 immediately if you're experiencing stroke-like symptoms.
And why is it important for people with stroke-like symptoms to call 911 instead of getting in the car and having a relative drive them to the hospital?
Because when patients are coming by ambulance, the stroke teams are typically pre-notified and waiting for the patient down in the emergency department. It really affords the patient the opportunity to be seen immediately by the stroke team. One thing that the American Heart and American Stroke Association are sharing with the public is a campaign to help get folks to the hospital that are having both heart attack and stroke is don't die of doubt. Don't die of doubt means listen to your body. If you're having chest pain, shortness of breath, that could potentially be a heart attack, so call 911 for evaluation. For stroke symptoms such as weakness on one side of the body, numbness on one side of the body, listen to your body, and if you're experiencing those stroke-like symptoms that we discussed earlier, it is very important that you call 911 and be seen in emergency department immediately. Hospitals have a lot of protocols and policies in place to make sure that all patients are safe, especially during this pandemic.
Dr. Homestead, thanks for providing this information about possible stroke symptoms.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.